to worship.
Thank you.
hard to ask my truth. I wanna be where you are. Peace is where you are.
Yes, sir.
Joy
is where you are. Love. That's why I want to be where you are.
Somebody make that your prayer in this moment. You gotta be where.
For your glory. Hallelujah. What an awesome song. What an awesome song. I want to be where you are, Lord. Wherever your glory is, where I want to be. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we are happy to have each and every one of you all. We have a word of prayer. Then we're going to get into our review. We cover several things this week. One of them has to do with trust. The other has to do with delight yourself in the things of the Lord. And hopefully we'll cover some of those today. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We thank you for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that teaches us who we are and whose we are. I thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to speak a word into the atmosphere. Pray that whoever, whosoever, will get a hold to this and enjoy your word like we enjoy your word. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're going to continue to bless us going in and bless us coming out. I thank you, Father God, that we're not anybody, but we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. I thank you, Father God, that our enemy is the devil, and you are not our enemy, that you are justified. We're justified through your grace by faith. I thank you that we're walking in the spirit and not in the flesh. I thank you, Father God, that we are your light here on earth, that men may see us and glorify you, see what you're able to do. Thank you, Father God, for having the angels of protection around us. I thank you, Father God, for being our refuge. I thank you, Father God, for freedom. Freedom from condemnation, freedom from the world system, and alive to your system. I thank you. Pray for the bereaved family, Wyvonia family, her brothers. Her brother, the other one's gone on. Her brother, her children, her grandchildren, and all the relatives. Then, Father God, I ask you to bless this broadcast. In Christ's name, we pray. And everybody agrees, said amen, amen, hallelujah. Okay, it's so many things that God has just put in my spirit. But let me begin by saying, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Hallelujah. I thank God for that. Hopefully, God will use those that understand the word, how important that is. That's Psalms 95:1-2. Let us sing and let us rejoice in the things of God. Hallelujah. Well, we started with 2 Corinthians 3:4. So we'll go back there. And such trust have we through Christ toward God. Our trust is in Christ. Brother and sister, we don't put no confidence in the flesh. Our trust is toward Christ, in Christ, toward God. And that's where we're living at. We don't trust in what our eyes see, our ears hear. I'm going to be honest with you, brothers and sisters. You're at a time now where you have to trust revelation knowledge. Because man is so full of it. He'll tell you anything to put a dollar in his pocket. I listen to his theater all day, every day. So when he says, and such trust have through Christ to God, Christ gives us confidence. We have confidence that being in Christ, we will be in God's presence. Why? Because he's seated at the right-hand side of the majesty on high. So we can trust in him. Remember, we also talked about, Proverbs 3 and 5. Let me go there. You have to trust in God with not just part of you, but all of you. I guess that's why I like this other scripture we had with delight. God wants you to delight your whole body, your whole mind, your whole spirit, your whole soul. Yeah, rejoice, man. Okay, there you go. Yeah. Proverbs 3 and 5. I think we did 6 too, but either way, like I said, this is the review. Come on. Hallelujah. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, well. Proverbs 3 and 5 and 6 read like this. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy don't trip on your wisdom. Don't trip on your knowledge. Trust God. The next step you make, even though you know you can make it physically. But say, you know, sometimes we just got to ask God, Lord, am I going the right direction? I know this route, but do I need to go this way? You'd be surprised. A lot of times we have to trust God. We have to ask him about everything. Somebody may not like that, but that's right. You need to ask God about everything. Because when he says trust in the Lord with all of thine heart, then you explain what that means. That's what it means. With everything in you, you want to trust God. And trusting God don't mean just, okay, God got me. That ain't what that means. See, when you trust God, brothers and sisters, remember, you're in his favor. You don't depend on what you know. You don't depend on what school you've attended. You don't depend on how witty you are. Everything is about depending on God. You're seeking for his understanding. You're seeking for his knowledge. Well, Lord, I know how to drive this car, but I want you to come go with me, Lord. I'm depending on you to give me strength. I'm depending on you to give me knowledge. Yeah. And then you have to tell him that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's how you trust in the Lord. With all your heart. Lord, I made a decision that I don't know which way I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I made a decision that if I don't have you, you're my compass, Lord. You're my compass. If you don't tell me to go to the right, I don't know which way to go. That's the kind of trust God wants us to have in him. That, you know, you're out in that big ocean. And you don't know which way to go.
Amen.
See, you don't know to go to the right or to the left, back and forth. So this compass tells you where you at and which way to go. That's what trusting is. You know, just like a pilot. A lot of people don't know. A pilot has to trust those instruments. They have to depend on those instruments to tell them, you know, how close they is to another plane or where they landing. And I mean, they can't even, because there's times that they can't see. They flying through clouds. They got to go and fly above the clouds.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they have to depend on those instruments to say, go do right, do left, 30 degrees. I mean, they have to depend. They have to depend on them instruments to land those planes.
Yeah, amen.
But now, remember, they're in it. They're operating, but they're trusting the instruments to say, Lord, Lord out right now. Start descending right now. They're trusting that. All I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, that's the kind of trust that God wants us to have in him.
Yes, amen.
See, when you do that, that's when you're going. And let me tell you what. I'm going to kind of put this together. Do it with joy. Do it with delight. Yes, do it with pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what we talked about this week. We talked about trusting in the Lord with all your heart, delight in yourself in the Lord. Remember, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart.
Yeah.
This is about delighting yourself. That means you have joy. You have pleasure doing it. Lord, I'm excited that you're going to tell me what to do. I'm excited that you're going to direct my path. See, when you delight yourself in God, that's joy. You're supposed to have joy with it. Well, I don't know. No, delight yourself in the Lord and in the things of the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
Well, we're going to read 2 Corinthians 3 and 8. I'm going to ask the pastor if she'd be so kind to read that.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen.
Amen. Good afternoon.
Right, 2 Corinthians 3 and 8. I'm reading from the King James. And it reads as follows. Okay. 3 and verse 8. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor, I apologize. That's 1 Corinthians 3 and 8. Let me get to where you at. Okay. And it reads, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? Amen.
Amen. See, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious?
Mm-hmm.
See, when you think about for the ministration that condemns us, and it was glorious. And now we have God's righteousness in us. Much more the ministration of righteousness shall exceed in glory.
All right. Amen.
You gotta, and you gotta want that. You gotta want the ministry of the Holy Spirit, of the ministration of righteousness, God's peace, God's joy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, sometimes Satan has a way of trying to dampen something that God did for you or with you. But listen, brother and sister, you have to get back into that word, and you have to start confessing like you never ever confessed before, that you are the apple of your daddy's eye. We are sons and daughters. We are pleasing God because we've been reconciled, and we have the ministry of reconciliation. We're citizens of heaven. You have to get to a place where you just start delighting yourself in it and be happy that he called you there. I rejoice every time I think of 1 Peter 2 and 9 or 10, where it talks about we are chosen. Man, that just blesses me. I know last week we talked about being chosen. When you know you've been handpicked, it's a blessing, man. I mean, when you've been invited, you was chosen.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen.
Yeah. This won't be no community party. People, it's going to be in this wedding, there's going to be people who've been chosen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, many folks are going to be called, but a few is just going to be chosen.
Yeah. Yeah. Say that.
And that's what's exciting. That's what makes you want to delight in the things of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, brother.
Well, we read 8. We should have just read 8 and 9.
Okay. I can read the 9th verse, Pastor.
Okay.
Okay. It reads, for if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doeth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. Amen.
Oh, yeah. See, since we have the glory of God in our life, we should know that that exceeds anything we've had before.
Mm-hmm.
This exceeds it. And this is another reason we should rejoice in it.
Yes, amen.
You know, I continue to tell people, you ever start seeing the Bible from the New Testament perspective and get away from the old? Because when you're listening to these writers in the New Testament, I don't care if it's Paul or Peter. Peter said, we're a lively stone. We're a living stone. And we are built upon as a spiritual house. He wasn't thinking about no stinking building. He looking at a spiritual house.
Okay, now.
Mm-hmm. But people, they want to build up a physical building when God is looking for people that's going to be part of a spiritual house, if that makes sense.
That makes sense. Yes.
You know, we're dead to the flesh, but alive to Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. See, why you think God has given us all these precious promises?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no precious promises in the building. It's in God. It's in Christ. Through God.
Thank you, Lord.
One other thing we talked about, I think, is noteworthy. Listen, brothers, know you've been called, okay? Know you've been called, but in your calling, he chose you out of that.
Yeah.
God looking for, now I know folks don't have a problem with this, but God looking for a perfect people.
All right. Come on now.
That's why when he ascended on high, he led captive, and gave gift unto man. God looking for perfect people.
Mm-hmm.
God's gift will make you perfect.
It'll work for you.
God looking for professing saints. Not ain't, but saints.
Okay.
That's what he's looking for.
Yeah.
He's looking for people he can plant his word in, and they're not going to be moved by any of this other stuff. But they trust it's going to be in his word.
All right.
I said on the other day, we need to get to a place where we are beyond trusting in ourselves.
All right.
See, it's not a bad thing to have self-confidence, but we must never rest upon anything in the human form. And things in the human form can get corrupt real quick. The only sure place to rest is in Christ, brothers and sisters. That's trusting fully in Christ, not your feelings, but in Christ. And we gave an illustration about the woman who was caught in the very act of adultery. See, they was trusting in flesh because they knew that the law said you should stone her to death. But the lady was trusting in Jesus.
Amen.
She knew Jesus would have mercy. Now, remember, she was caught in the very act of adultery. So they said to him, to Jesus, what your law say? We should stone her to death. Now, we know that. So what do you say? And that's when Jesus wrote on the ground and said, they that were without sin cast the first stone. Now, you can't do that in the church building. Because if you go up in there talking about somebody that committed adultery, A, they're going to kick them out. B, they're going to tell them they need to get saved. I can get a whole bunch of stuff. But they are not going to say, I don't find fault. They're going to find fault.
Amen.
That's why your trust has to be through Christ toward God. It has
to be.
See, God loves us, and I must say this, unconditionally. He loves us because of who we are and whose he is. Matter of fact, he promised us to be with us always, even into the end of the world.
Yes.
Let me tell you what, brother and sister. God promised to make our paths straight.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know God then promise you this, line up.
Amen.
So when he talks about making our way through mountains, yes, that can literally be mountains, but there are stumbling blocks and there's things in your way that seem like mountains.
All right. Say that.
Remember it was David over there in 2 Samuel 22. So if God love our soul, brothers and sisters, and I'm going to say that one more time, because you got to know that no matter what's going on, God called those things to be not as though they were. God works all things together for our good. Good, bad, and the ugly.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, that's pretty much what I had. Anyone else, I wanna be mindful that if you have something you want to share, press 1, and we'll let you in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I just want to read that 2 Corinthians 3, 8 and 9 from the New Living Translation, Pastor.
Okay.
Let's get that there. All right. It reads, as I was following along with the words that you were sharing with us, so from the New Living Translation, verses 8 and 9, shouldn't we expect far greater glory under the new way now that the Holy Spirit is giving life? If the old way, which brings condemnation, was glorious, how much more glorious is the new way, which makes us right with God? Amen, amen. So I like that, because it was saying that shouldn't we expect far greater glory under the new way? And so we're in the new way.
Right.
And then that ninth verse tells us, if the old way, which brings condemnation, was glorious, how much more glorious is the new way? I like that. Thank God. The new way, because we're in the new.
Say that one more time, Pastor. We are definitely in the new.
Yes, we are. Amen.
That's what we have to delight, brothers and sisters. Do it with pleasure.
Yeah.
Do it with pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Father, I delight in the law of God after the inward man, the spirit man. Not the outer, not the flesh, not the old, but the new.
The new. Mm-hmm.
We had that one day over in Romans 7, 22.
Yeah.
I delight in the law of God after the inward part. But you see, he didn't want you to get confused with the law of Moses, with the law of sin, with all these laws. That's why he says of the inward part, that inward part of him that was excited.
Mm-hmm.
That's law.
Amen.
The law of God after the inward man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's Pastor Fine, Romans 7. Thinking about the 22nd verse.
Okay, Pastor. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. From the New Living Translation, say, I love God's law with all my heart. Amen.
Yeah, see, we should delight ourselves. And when you think about it, though, and you look at it like, that's joy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get joy out of being condemned.
Amen.
But you ought to delight yourself and be excited about what God does, because he set us free.
Yes. Amen.
You know, that word delight means to be the pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
I can only speak for me, but I get pleasure out of being in the Word of God. I get pleasure out of doing God's will. I get excited, to tell you the truth. My heart be filled with joy.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I get just as excited doing the Word of God, doing the Word at noon, as I did the first day.
Praise God, praise God.
And I thank Amen. Him for the joy. I thank him for letting me stay delightful and being delighted in his truth.
Yeah. Amen.
I get pleasure. It means a lot to me.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes. Say that, Pastor. Heck, I like to read that out of the Message Bible also.
Okay.
Romans verses 22. Actually, it goes down to 23. It says, I truly delight in God's commands, but it's pretty obvious that not all of me joins in that delight. Parts of me covertly rebel. And just when I least expect it, they take charge. have mercy. But that first part says, I truly delight in God's command. Amen, amen.
Over in Psalms, I think it was Psalm 37, you read.
Yeah.
Did you read 7 verses?
Okay, Pastor. Psalm 37, 1 through 7, reading from the King James. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and withered as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Amen. Amen.
Amen. See, we should never even envy other people.
All right. Come on now.
Even though some may be extremely popular, you shouldn't envy them. Or some may be rich, you shouldn't envy them because they rent. Rich. So no matter how much they have or what you think they have going on, don't envy. Don't be fearful of them. Because remember, all of it is vanity and vexation of spirit. David said, all shall vanish like grass. It'll wither away and die. Folks can't take that stuff with them. They can't take that with them.
Say that.
See, people who follow after God, they don't follow after riches. I hear people talking all the time, well, you ought to do this. No, our home is not here. We're pilgrims, bless God. We're traveling through, man. It's not your home. Yeah. Stop acting like you're going to be here forever.
Yeah. Amen, amen.
See, the unbelieving people, they think this life is the only life. They really do. And a lot of people think everything is predicated on houses and land, and you got this, and you got that. Man, you must really be serving God. Not so fast. This stuff belongs to the devil.
All right, now.
Because he's the God of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Our stuff is in eternity.
Yes, it is.
David called us to take the light in the Lord and in the commitment and everything about God. And we have to do our way. No, we're going to do it his way.
Amen.
Let me see. To see this clearly, brothers and sisters, to delight in someone means to experience great pleasure and joy in his or her presence. That's what delighting is. It's a pleasure.
All right. Amen.
You bring happiness and you see happiness.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
Yeah, I get happy when I know somebody have shared a mighty testimony and it blessed somebody. I delight in stuff like that. I delight when people have a confession, and hopefully Thursday at 12 o'clock, we're just going to have a thankful Thanksgiving. It's just going to be thankful Thursday, for real thankful. That's all it's going to be about. Everybody get on here, we want you to have something to be thankful for. I delight in stuff like that. I get prayers out of hearing people testimony. I can probably hear Evangelist Renee testimony every day.
Every day. Amen.
It motivates me. It encourages me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm encouraged on my own stuff, but I'm really encouraged when I hear somebody talks about the goodness of the Lord. There's something wrong with you if you don't get encouraged about that.
All right.
Gina with Mama was confessing her, I get excited. It don't have to be my mama. It can be somebody else's mama. It don't have to be my sister. It can be somebody else's sister. I get excited about that kind of stuff. I delight in that, man.
Man.
Yeah. Just like when I get into the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
I get excited when I read that the enemy can't touch me.
Hallelujah.
Because I'm born again. And the evil one don't know what that means. Because he haven't experienced that.
Hallelujah.
I mean, I get excited about a simple thing like 2 Corinthians 5:21. God made him who knew no sin to become sin for us. Why? Because he's given us some righteousness. I get excited about God giving us his righteousness.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Man, it's something wrong with you when you can't get excited when you know that you've been chosen. Listen, dearly beloved, you've been chosen.
Thank you, Lord.
You've been chosen by the love of God. You've been handpicked. And to come to that knowledge is a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is. Amen, amen.
Anyone else have any comments on what was said this week?
Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
See, when you dead with Christ and you get to the power of sin that much ruled over us, then we can rejoice in the things of God.
Yes. Amen, amen.
Yeah, that's when you can truly rejoice.
Amen, yes. Yes, we can.
Anyone else? I call my temple just going to let somebody else have something to say. I've been accused of just not a lot. So I want you to know you can speak point, press one, and you can speak. I ain't trying to hog up the broadcast. Press one.
Amen. Amen. Well, Pastor, until someone join us, I want to read Psalms 37 from the New Living Translation. It said, "Don't worry about the wicked or envy those who do wrong, for like grass, they soon fade away. Like spring flowers, they soon wither. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you. He will make your innocence radiant like the dawn, and the justice of your cause will shine like the noonday sun. Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah,
so awesome, Pastor. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Hey, you don't have to fret at evildoers. Don't worry about them. I don't worry about people who got this and got that and bragging. My pleasure is in the Lord, knowing that I have eternal life.
Yeah. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yeah, yeah.
Hello, it's my sister right here. Hallelujah. Evangelist Renee.
Amen.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Yeah.
And we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I just want to take some time out to tell the Lord thank you. He didn't have to bless us, but he did.
Yeah.
And I thank him. I thank him for Pastor Bell, Pastor Beasley. That word has been good this week, y'all. I have really enjoyed it. And the review has been just as good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
y'all
you, Lord.
Y'all just keep up the good work for us saints. We appreciate it. Love you all.
Love you too, Evangelist Renee. God bless.
We truly love you, Evangelist Renee, and glad to hear from you. You always blesses us. And,
yeah.
I've had a couple of people, so I'm doing it right on air. A couple of people told me that they're mishearing from you. You
all
need
right.
to tell these folks I ain't did nothing to you. I ain't did nothing to you. So, people be asking me about people. I'd be like, I ain't did nothing to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
But she'd be on here all the time. I want y'all to know that. Be on here. Because she don't say nothing, don't mean she's not on here. Let me clear that up, too.
That's right, Pastor. Say it now.
Now, what you need to do is pray that God let her say something to fulfill whatever it is that you need to hear. But I just want to be clear with everybody. A lot of times she on here. She don't say a mumbling word.
Mm-hmm. You just be taking it all in.
Taking it all in. And y'all about know my spirit. If a person want to say something, I let them see. If they don't, that's fine with me. Because I don't know what God dealing with them on. I ain't finna get in that.
That's right. That's right, Pastor. Go ahead now. Say that. Amen. Pastor, I was looking at Psalm 37 and verse 23, where it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Amen. And over there in the New Living Translation, it said, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Well, I'm just excited about the word. Hopefully, that's in this mini wheel Thursday at noon. Let us know what you're thankful for. We want everybody to just be thankful. It's Thanksgiving, but and I know you're thankful anyway, but I want you to come and share.
Amen.
Next, everyone to come and share. We're having some special guests going to be on the broadcast. So we're asking everybody to come and share.
Amen, amen.
And y'all pray for us tomorrow. We're going to do the funeral.
All right.
So we'd be looking forward to doing that on tomorrow. So y'all keep me lifted up in the family.
Yes, Pastor, yes. We will. Amen. Name of Jesus on his strength.
And if nothing else, hallelujah. Well, we're going to call it a day, and we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon.